Good morning.
Good morning.
It is great to be able to worship with you today.
今天早上很高兴跟大家一起敬拜。
To hear your heart for the Lord as you sing and pray.
一起赞美神。
It's good to see several of you, many of you, yesterday for Pastor Casper's funeral.
昨天我们会见到有很多大家，我们一起参加 Casper 牧师的葬礼，追思礼拜。
And I did speak with him and Barb about being here 2 weeks ago to preach on love.
那我听到Casper 牧师的太太说，两周以前 Casper 牧师在这个教会证道关于神的爱。
As one of the members said to me this morning, today he is in the presence of Jesus as we are worshiping here on earth.
那今天也有个弟兄就说，他说 Casper 牧师现在已经与神同在，就当我们今天在教会敬拜的时候。
And we rejoice for this hope we have.
那我们多么是何等的感谢。
Let me begin by just introducing myself for some of you that may not have met me or know my position in that. I'm not sure if I was introduced before, but I am Joey Jennings. I'm the district superintendent overseeing about 40 congregations in the Buffalo area of Western New York.
那我先自我介绍一下啊，牧师是来自西里维州卫斯理教会的教区总监，在这个教区大概有40个教会团契，卫斯理教会团契。
And I am the 40 congregations are Wesleyan congregations, which is the denomination that is worldwide, but has about 1,500 congregations in the United States and Canada.
那这个卫斯理的教会呢，是在全球范围内的，然后在美国跟加拿大呢，大概有1500个这样的教会和团契。
And with these 40 congregations in Western New York, I try to come around and visit with them and share this message I'm going to be sharing today with them.
那在新纽约州的这40个教会团契中呢，我想要就每年大概都走一圈，然后把这个信息传给大家。
And to remind us that we are all part of the larger body of Christ, the larger church of Jesus Christ.
那就想要让大家重温一下，我们都是基督的身体的一部分，我们都是合而为一的。
The Wesleyan Church has a new general superintendent for about a year and a half. Wayne Schmidt is a general superintendent.
那这卫斯理教会呢，有一个全国的一个这样的一个总监。
And he has said as a vision statement that he has been encouraging us to live by is celebrating every time a disciple makes a disciple.
然后他有这样的一个意向，一个愿景呢，就说让我们当我们每次我们的门徒让别人成为门徒的时候，我们就都要庆祝。
And celebrating every time a church multiplies itself.
然后当那个教会呢开始植堂的时候呢，我们也要庆祝。
Until there is a transforming presence in every zip code or every community.
那直到每一个社区每一个邮政编码都会出现教会。
For Jesus gave the church this great commission to go into all peoples and share the truth, make disciples.
那耶稣呢也让我们有个这样大使命，让我们去要使万民成为他的门徒。
And we are a part of that mission together.
那我们也都是这样一个大使命的一部分。
We often, however, will divide ourselves into smaller clusters or smaller groups.
但是呢，我们经常会把我们自己分别为一个小部分。
And we divide and we become weaker when we divide into these parts.
然后当我们开始分裂成比较小的部分呢，我们就会变弱。
Even within a congregation, we can be divided.
那即使在一个团契或者教会中，我们也会。被分裂有的时候。
And we realize that the church is weaker when we are not one.
当我们不合一的时候，教会就会变得弱。
Perhaps when you first came to the United States, you had the picture that all Americans were the same.
当你刚来美国的时候，你是不是有这样的一个想法，就说好像所有的美国人都是一样的？
About 4 years, I traveled to China.And before going to China, I thought all Chinese were the same.
然后四年前的时候，我去中国旅行呢。当时我去之前呢，我在想，所有的中国人长得都应该都一样的。
And certainly they're not.
但是他并不是。
There are what 55 different ethnic groups within China.
那大概有55个民族在中国里。
And but we find ways to separate ourselves from one another.
我们呢就好像就找些方法，然后把我们跟其他人分别开来。
And some of those ways I've found are petty or very small in importance.
那好像有些方法呢，就感觉好像不是那么重要。
A few weeks ago, I was traveling to a church board meeting at one of our churches down in, actually, we have two churches in Pennsylvania. This was one of our churches in Pennsylvania.
那大概几个星期以前，我去宾州的一个教会参加他们的理事会的一个会议。
And it was a rural church, and there were older men that were sitting on the board, and they asked me about my drive down to the church.
然后那是一个在乡村的一个教会，然后他们就问我是怎么样开车去他们教会的。
And it had been snowing. They said, "How did you make it over that hill? And are you make it all right?"
然后他就说你是不是经过那座小山，然后走哪条路啊，然后到我们这家回来。
And then one of the men asked me, "What kind of car do you drive?"
那有个人呢，有个弟兄就问我开什么样的车。
I said I had a Ford.
我说我开一辆福特的车。
And they started laughing at me.
然后他们就开始嘲笑我。
And then they started making jokes about Ford cars.
然后他们就开始开玩笑，关于福特汽车的一些玩笑。
Have you heard what Ford stands for?
有没有听说过福特这个词是什么意思吗？代表什么？
There's jokes that just if you drive a Chrysler, you make fun of Ford. If you drive a Toyota, you make fun of Nissan. It's just that they just pick on each other.
好，你如果是开那个克莱斯勒汽车，你可能会嘲笑那个福特汽车；你如果开那个丰田汽车，你可能会去嘲笑那个尼桑的汽车。
Now, I wasn't offended because I don't have a particular loyalty to that brand of car.
我当时并没有被冒犯，因为我没有对那个汽车品牌没有特别的忠诚。
Now, if you'd made fun of the phone that I had, that might have been different. I like my phone.
但是我很喜欢我的那个手机的牌子。如果你嘲笑我的手机牌子的话，我会觉得被冒犯了。
But I definitely felt more like an outsider in that group because they were making fun of my car.
但是那个时候呢，我会觉得我好像就是不属于那个群体的，因为我被他们中的人嘲笑我的车。
And I wanted to be closer to them than I felt.
但是呢，我想要与他们更加的亲密，想要成为他们中间的一部分。
In January, our pastors and their spouses all got together for a retreat.
然后一月份呢，我们这教区的牧师和他们的配偶呢，就一起去参加了一个这样的一个退休会。
And we started with a Sunday evening meal together, and it was during the football playoffs.
然后我们就在一个星期天的一个橄榄球赛的那天下午呢，就开始有一个晚餐。
And the New England Patriots were playing somebody. I can't even remember who they were playing at the time. But everyone was pulling against the Patriots.
然后那个时候是新格兰那个爱国者队呢，是波士顿的一个橄榄球队呢，就跟好像在跟某一个球队比赛。然后但是大家好像都不喜欢那个球队。
Everyone except one person.
那所以只有一个人喜欢那个球队。
Julie's a pastor's wife from Boston. She's the wife of our pastor in North Collins.
然后这个其中有一个牧师的太太呢，她是从波士顿来的，然后她就喜欢那个爱国者球队。
And she had always been a Patriots fan, because her father was a Patriots fan.
然后因为她的这个牧师太太的爸爸呢是那个爱国者球队的球迷，所以她也是这个球迷。
But she did not know that in Western New York you cannot be a Patriots fan.
但她并不知道，在这个西纽约州呢，其实你不可以成为这爱国者球队的球迷。
If you're new to the area, that's one of the rules we have. You just can't pull for Tom Brady or the Patriots.
那你如果是刚来到这个地方的话，你要记住有这样的规则，就是你不可以成为这个爱国者球队的球迷。
We laugh because we know that's not true. We know that who you pull for in football or hockey or whatever sports should not break fellowship that we have with one another.
对，但是我们当时就开始有点点就哈哈大笑，因为我们知道你无论是哪一个球队的球迷，但不应该成为我们的分裂我们的这样的一个原因。
But sometimes we live as though little things can divide us.
但是有的时候呢，一些小的一些事情呢，就可以让我们分裂。
I sort of tread carefully in talking about politics, but this is a very difficult year for politics.
那我有其实并不太想去谈那个政治，因为这个时候谈政治有点点敏感。
A few weeks ago, I was coming back from a meeting, and it was the night of the State of the Union where the President spoke to Congress.
那几个星期前呢，好像有我从一个会议回来呢，当时好像总统有个国情咨文这样的一个演讲。
And I'd forgotten that was that night, and I saw the very end of it. And But then I got on Facebook and read the comments that people had put on Facebook.
那是那天晚上可能九点钟左右的时候，然后后来我就在那个脸书上面呢看到很多人对他评论。
And it's interesting the wide variety of opinions that people had. That there were people that I was friends with.
那就很有趣的就是呢，有些人的评论呢就很非常的有趣。那这些人呢还是我的好朋友。
One person said that was just the worst speech and it was pure evil.
但有个人就说这是完全的邪恶的，这是毫没有根据的。
And another friend said that was the best speech he had ever heard.
另外一个朋友就说这是总统做的最好的一个演讲。
And yet both of those people that wrote that were friends of mine that I enjoy spending time with.
那写这样评论的这两类人呢，都是我的好朋友。
But there's a subtle message that if you don't agree with me on this, I felt like they didn't want to spend time with me.
但是呢，好像那时候有个很奇妙的一个感觉，就是说如果我并没有赞同他们的想法呢，他们好像就不会想要再继续跟我相处了。
There's a sense of isolation that comes when you perceive that others are critical of your viewpoint.
那有些时候呢，好像有人就会对你的一些观点呢，有些非常非常尖锐的态度。
Or that they disagree with you about issues that are important to you.
或者在一些对你来说很重要的一些问题上，可能对你跟你有不同的意见。
Perhaps an inconsiderate comment is made to you, and you're very offended by that.
但有的时候呢，你可能就会因此呢，就会受到冒犯。
Most people when they come to church, they want to worship God in the presence of other people who are worshiping God and feel close to them.
那绝大多数人来到教会，他们想要敬拜神，就想跟弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜神，能够感觉到神的同在。
But I'm sensing in many of our churches that there is that disconnection that people are feeling.Disconnected from one another.
但是我就感觉到在很多的教会中呢，就当他们敬拜神的时候，就跟其他的弟兄姐妹、跟其他的就门徒会有些这样的一个距离感。
And when you feel alone in a crowd of people, that's the worst kind of loneliness.
那当你在人群中感到孤独的时候，这其实是孤独的一种最糟糕的一种形式。
We are very different people. Even in this congregation, you are very different from each other.
那我们其实每个人都不一样，即使在这样的一个群体中，在这样的教会中，我们每个人都不一样。
We have different age groups represented here.
我们有年龄不同。
There are men and women, different genders.
有不同的性别。
We have different diets, whether gluten-free or vegetarian, or I'm a carnivore. I like to eat meat. So.
我们有不同的饮食习惯，有素食主义者，有喜欢吃肉的，喜欢各种各样的食物的。
We like to listen to different kind of music.
我们喜欢听不同的音乐。
Some people like Apple technology. Some people like some inferior brands of phones.
那有些人喜欢就苹果的科技，有些人喜欢某种特别的一些手机的品牌。
I'm saying that as a joke. Perhaps it shouldn't surprise us that these things separate us.It may be amazing that we can get along as well as we do.
那就因为有些时候就因为这样的一些事情呢，就把我们就分开了，分裂了。
But what unites us is our faith in God.
但是把我们一起合一的时候呢，是因为我们有同样的一个信仰，同样的一位神。
Within the church, that is the common thread that binds us all together.
那在教会里面，就只有这样的同样的信仰，同一位神呢，才是把我们连接在一起的纽带。
But if our faith and trust in God becomes weak, then this connection between us becomes fragile.
但是如果我们对上帝的信心变弱了，那我们的这样的联系的纽带呢，就变得更加脆弱。
Jesus knew the danger of division.
那耶稣呢，他知道这个分裂的这个危险。
There's a passage in John chapter 17, verse 11. Is that the passage that you read together? This is a prayer that Jesus is praying to his Father.
那在我们刚刚读的这个约翰福音十七章十一节，这个呢是在耶稣快要去 天父那里之前的时候的一个祷告。
And he is praying at this time for his disciples, those 12 apostles that have been with him for 3 years.
那这时候呢，他是为他的门徒祷告，还有十二个门徒与他在一起大概三年多的时间。
I will read the verse and then let you read it again. Okay. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Now I would expect Jesus to pray for the protection of his disciples.
那我可能会期望这个耶稣能为他们的这个保护而安全祷告。
He had just told them that he was going away from them.
那耶稣刚刚告诉他们，耶稣要离开他们。
And he told them that they would face persecution and hardship.
然后也告诉他们，他们会面临迫害。
I can imagine Jesus would pray, Lord, protect them from the Jewish zealots, or protect them from the Roman soldiers, protect them, keep them safe.
那可能我们会想，耶稣他会要为他们安全祷告，比如要避免他们受到犹太狂热分子的迫害，还有一些罗马士兵的迫害。
But the power of God's name is prayed over them, so that these 12 disciples would be one.
但是呢，神呢，他却是这样为他祷告的，就说要你们要合而为一。
Jesus is more concerned that we not become divided from each other than we are that we face hardship from outside.
那耶稣呢，当时他最关注的是他们会不会分裂，而并不是受到一些迫害。
For he knew that a house divided cannot stand.
因为他知道如果房子分裂的话就没有办法能够站立继续站立。
Together the disciples could withstand any attack from the outside.
那如果合而为一呢，那门徒们就可以在一起承受在来自外来的各种各样的攻击。
Eventually they all faced persecution and even death because of their faith in Jesus.
那最终呢，他们因为信仰面临了迫害，甚至死亡，因为耶稣。
But except for Judas, they all remained faithful.
那除了卖主的犹大以外，其他他们都是仍然忠心到底。
But separation and division would be worse than death.
那分裂呢和分离呢就比死亡更糟糕。
Jesus knew how important that the disciples remained together, that they remained one.
那耶稣知道门徒们他们在一起合一的重要性。
And this is contrasted as compared to falling away from Christ.
那他就用他说叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
If you look back at chapter to John chapter 16 verse 1, Jesus says, "All this I've told you, so that you will not fall away."
那约翰福音十六章一节说，我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。
And if you look back to chapter 15, John chapter 15, he uses that illustration of the vine and the branches in John 15 verses 5 and 6.
那约翰福音的十五章，他有说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，用葡萄树和枝子的比喻。
Let me read that. I am the vine, you are the branches.
他说，
do you want me to read the whole passage? Would that be easier?I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned.
约翰福音十五章五到六节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
It's interesting that Jesus here is not talking about him remaining in us, but us remaining in Christ.
那很有趣的是，耶稣在这个地方，他并不是说 他常在我们里面，而是说我们要常在基督里面。
If we think about Christ being in us, then when we go our separate ways, we take Jesus with us.
那如果我们只是想到基督在我们里面呢？当我们就分道扬镳的时候呢，我们就可能就带着基督去各个地方。
But if we also have to be in Christ, then we will necessarily be united with everyone else who is remaining with Christ.
但是如果我们在基督里，我们就一定会与在其他也在基督里的弟兄姐妹合一。
The key to the church being one is not that we come to agreement on every issue that could possibly divide us.
那教会合一的这样的一个关键呢，就并不是说我们在所有可能有分歧的地方都保持同样的意见。
But that we remain in Christ.
但是是我们常在基督里面。
We don't have to be of the same age or the same, like the same music or any of the other things that can divide us, but we do need to stay close to Him.
我们不必年龄相同，也不必对音乐有同样的喜好，但是我们都要在常在基督里。
The Bible teaches that our struggle, when we seem to struggle with each other, the Bible says it's not with each other you're struggling with, it's actually spiritual forces that are attacking us.
那 当我们在有些挣扎的时候，那其实圣经也教导我们，这个挣扎并不是针对彼此的，而是有些属灵的征战。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, Paul gives this message to the church.
在以弗所书六章十到十二节，保罗写信给以弗所的教会。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world.And against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
那在以弗所书六章十到十二节这样说：我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
The devil and his forces are trying to divide Christ's church.
那魔鬼呢，就像吼叫的狮子，他想要摧毁基督的教会。
In another place in the New Testament, the devil is described as a roaring lion, seeking, looking for someone to devour.
那在新约里面呢，有这样的说魔鬼说，像魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
I hear this image and I picture. Have you seen the video of a lion on the safari in the savannas of Africa that's chasing a herd of gazelles?
那你有没有看过这样的一些录像？就是在非洲，在大草原上，有些狮子它去吞食那个羊群。
And they don't just go into the middle of the pack because the pack sort of defends each other.
那它并没有只是跑到羊群的中间去，因为那个羊群其实他们是互相的保护彼此的。
But they chase them until one is weaker and divides from the herd.
那他是就在追逐那些羚羊，直到其中有一个羚羊掉队。
And when that one is split off, then the lion attacks.
那当这个羚羊掉队的时候，狮子就过去就攻击这只羚羊。
The devil is seeking to pull us out, to divide us, so that we become weaker, so that he can attack us.
那魔鬼也一样，魔鬼就像。把我们分裂，当我们有人落单的时候，他就过来攻击我们。
We tread back into politics just for a moment, because we've heard a lot on the news about division.
那我们在很多新闻中就看到各种各样的关于分裂的一些政治上的一些新闻。
And even how Russian hackers, we think they're Russians, are trying to split and divide people in the United States from one from another.
那我们也看到很多。听到很多新闻，就关于来自俄国的一些黑客，他们想要去分裂这个国家，我们这个国家。
One of the things they did in May of 2016, so I think 2 years ago, was they started two different Facebook pages that were opposing each other.
那大概在两年前，2016年的五月份，他们开始了有两个脸书的这样一个网页。
From the same center, there's a Facebook page started that was called The Heart of Texas, and it was to promote Texas secession.
然后他们有这样两个网页呢，他这两个网页却互相的就攻击彼此呢。其中一个网页叫做德州之星，然后这个呢是要想促进这个德克萨斯州的分裂。
And it was just sort of the good old boys that were proud to be in Texas and, you know, sort of very traditional in their viewpoints.
然后就说德州人应该很骄傲，应该互相自豪，我们就要分开。
And the same group started another Facebook page that was called United Muslims of America.
那另外一个脸书的这个网页呢，就说是在美国的这个联合的穆斯林这样的一个网页。
And it stated that its purpose was to save its Islamic knowledge.
然后他们要宣传要怎样拯救伊斯兰教。
And then they realized that they had thousands, or the Heart of Texas had over 100,000 followers, and the Muslims had many followers in the Houston, Texas area.
那第一个这个脸书网页呢，可能数十万的追随者。那第二个呢，也有很多很多的追随者在这个休斯顿这个地区。
So they planned a rally for both groups on the same day at the same park.
然后他们就有这样举行了这样的一个集会，这个就分别举行这样的集会，但是在同一天同一个地点，这两个完全不一样的这样的一个组织都在同一个地点。
Just to try to create that controversy, to create that division, to create that hatred towards each other.
那就这样的目的就是要制造分裂，制造争端。
If we see that people are trying to divide us with these kind of schemes, I think we can assume that Satan is also trying to attack us in whatever way we are vulnerable to division.
那如果在属世上的这些敌人，他们会用这样的一些方法来使我们的国家分裂，我们也可以想象，在属灵上，这些魔鬼他其实也是会要在教会中制造这样的分裂。
So how can we, the church, how can you as a congregation maintain unity when Satan and all his forces are seeking to divide us?
所以，作为教会，作为我们教会的每一个成员，当撒旦要借着各种各样的计谋要来分裂我们的时候，我们该怎么做呢？
Let me offer just a few challenges to you and as how we can remain connected.
那我今天就给大家一些挑战，看怎么样我们可以能够保持合而为一。
First, remain intimately connected with God, each of you.
首先，我们每一个人都与神保持密切的联系。
He is a source of life and strength for every Christian.
因为神，他是每一个基督徒生命的力量和源泉。
The closer you are to God, the greater your faith will be in His power.
那当我们越接近神的时候，越跟神亲近的时候，我们对他的信心就越大。
The greater your faith and your confidence that God has power to take care of you, the less you will be afraid.
那当我们与他更亲近的时候，对他信心更大的时候，我们就相信神能够照顾我们。
And fear is at the very root of this division that so often breaks us apart.
那当我们相信神能够照顾我们的时候，我们就不再害怕。那这害怕其实是让很多害怕和恐惧是我们分裂的源泉。
We fear those who are different than we are.
我们害怕那些与我们不同的人。
We fear that we will be left out.
我们有点害怕我们会被落单。
We fear the unknown future.
我们害怕我们一些不知道的未来的一些事情。
And it's not that great of a leap to move from fear to hate.
那从害怕到仇恨，这其实是一个很容易的一步。
But with Christ in us, with that confidence in His power, we have no fear.
但是如果神在我们中间，我们有这样的一个确据，我们就没有害怕。
And God's perfect love casts out all fear.
因为说爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
So first of all, stay close to God. This is close as you can be, and trust in Him.
所以第一点就是与上帝保持密切的联系。
Second thing is commit to the body of Christ.
第二点就是委身于基督的身体。
This church, no church is perfect. It never will be.
那这个教会，所有的教会，他们都并不完美，也永远不会完美。
Mainly because it is composed of imperfect people.
那主要的原因是它是由不完美的人组成的。
And every one of us, we are imperfect, and we are struggling with issues that we are needing to get our act together on. We're needing to get better in different issues.
那我们每一个人，我们都在为各种各样的一些问题苦苦挣扎。
But it is only together that we have hope of working through our problems.
那只有我们在一起，只有合一的时候，我们才有希望解决我们的问题。
And making progress and becoming more like Jesus.
那我们才可以一起能够更像耶稣。
One of the things I said yesterday about Pastor Casper Ferro was that he was a man that showed grace to everyone that he encountered.
那昨天在 Casper 牧师的追思礼拜中，我跟大家分享，Casper 牧师他是把恩典发扬给各种各样所有人的这样的一个人。
He worked with people that were criminals. He worked with people that had drug addictions. He worked with alcoholics in the city.
那他在布法罗的市中心的时候，他跟各种各样的人传福音，他跟一些酗酒的一些罪犯，各种各样的一些人传福音。
And often we say you've got to get your life together, and then you can come and be a part of us.
然后他就会说我们要跟他们要跟建立各种联系，然后这样才能够跟他们更好的传福音。
But the church is for people that want to know God to come together, and then we work together to help each other to become better.
那只有当我们合一的时候，我们才可以一起工作，然后让其他的人也能够更像我们。
So the church must show grace to one another.
所以我们教会必须每一个人都彼此传献神的恩典。
We must be willing to acknowledge our own weaknesses. And open up about our struggles.
那我们也必须要愿意跟别人分享我们的软弱。
And when someone opens up about their struggles, to show them grace and love.
那当别人向你展现他的软弱的时候，我们要以恩典来回报。
And so the church is to be one in the sense that it is a safe environment in which all people can grow in Christ.
那当教会合一的时候，我们每一个人就可以在里面能够一起成长。
We must be that environment in which we can come from different ages, from different ethnic backgrounds, and different political views, different whatever would seek to divide us and say that does not matter.
那当我们合一的时候，我们无论我们的年纪是有多大，我们从什么地方来，不同的背景，我们的不同的政治的一些观点，这些都不重要。
If you have faith in Jesus Christ, then you are a brother or a sister with me.
当我们有耶稣基督的信仰的时候，我们彼此就是弟兄姐妹。
And we will work through these issues and help each other to grow in Christ.
然后我们就会一起面对这样的一些问题，这样困难，一起成长。
Paul gives some instructions in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 14.
保罗在哥罗西书三章九到十四节这样教导我们说
I'll read this passage. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, it's God'schosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has any grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
在哥罗西书三章九到十四节这样说，不要彼此说谎。因你们已经脱去旧人与和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、西古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙， 主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是名落全德的。
What is it that is keeping this church from being one?
什么样的事情让我们这样的教会不能够合一呢？
How can you love each other more dearly than before?
我们怎么样能够更好的彼此相爱呢？
Jesus said that if the church can be one, then we will have an impact to those outside of the church.
耶稣就说，如果我们教会能够合一的话，我们就可以在我们的外面有更大的影响力。
For I believe everyone wants that connection with God and that connection with the community.
那就可以让更多的人能够与教会、与神能够连接。
Each of you know lonely people who feel disconnected from other people.
那我们每个人都知道，有些可能有些孤独的人，孤单的人，落单的人。
If anyone understands this grace and forgiveness, it should be us, the Christians.
那如果我们每个人都能够明白饶恕和恩典的意义的话，这应该是作为我们每一个基督徒的这样的责任。
When Jesus prayed, we read in chapter 17 the prayer for the 12 disciples. Later on in the prayer, he prays for all of us, those who would believe in the message through believe in Christ through their message.
那刚刚我们在读的耶稣在约翰福音十七章的祷告中，他不仅为十二个门徒祷告。
He says, "My prayer is not for them alone." This is John 17:20-23. Why don't you can just read that in Chinese? How about that?
在约翰福音十七章20-23节，耶稣说：“我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。”正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我住在他里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱我们，爱他们如同爱我一样。
Jesus wants the church to be one. He wants us to be one.
那耶稣想让教会能够合而为一，想让我们成为合而为一，如同一人。
When the church lives as one, then those outside the church will be drawn to Jesus.
那当教会合而为一的时候，那外面的世界就能够被吸引到耶稣面前来。
That should motivate us to put aside any differences, to offer forgiveness and grace to one another.
那这应该是给我们每个人有这样的一个动力，能够把我们的不同能够放在一边，我们靠着恩典和相爱彼此连接。
It is a matter of eternal life for the people that we interact with every day. We must put those small differences aside so that we may be one.
就为了外面还那些没有信主的人，我们就必须要把我们一些小的一些分歧放在一边，合而为一。
I want to join with Christ in the prayer for us that we would show the world what unity can be like, that we would show the world the church as he designed it to be.
当我们合而为一的时候，就可以能够向这个世界显示神的教会是怎么样。
Here there is no Jew, no Gentile or Jew.
在这里并不分希利尼人、犹太人。
But Christ is all and is in all.
唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we even sang about unity, and one of the lines said that we humble ourselves.
神啊，我们在这里说我们要合一，我们也要在你面前谦卑。
May we put aside ourselves.And any pride, so that we can truly work together as one body.
求你让我们能够在你面前谦卑，然后把我们自己放下，这样我们可以彼此的同工。
May we, as this congregation, this Chinese congregation, be able to work with other bodies in the church, the Wesleyan Church, the church throughout Buffalo, the church worldwide, may we work together as one.
就求你就使这个 中文教会能够跟其他的教会跟其他各个的团契能够一起合一，一起为你的大使命做工。
And if there is any division within this congregation, may you bring healing and forgiveness and grace.
如果在这样的一个教会中还有一些分裂，就求你赐下怜悯，求你赐下恩典。
May we truly be Christ first and foremost as the body of the church.
就让我们能够更像基督。
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
从耶稣基督的名祷告。